Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you. Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me away. When I'm in rescue, you are my ransom. When I'm in shelter, you are my home. When I am weak, Lord, you're what I reach for. Lord, I believe whatever I need, Jesus, you are.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Today we are exploring the timeless story of the angelic announcement to the shepherds. In a world that often values status and power, the Christmas story reminds us of God's inclusive love, reaching even the lowliest among us. Christmas is a season filled with wonder. Today, we are going to explore the story of God reaching out to humanity in the most unexpected way, highlighting the inclusiveness of God's message. This reminds us that no one is too lowly or insignificant to receive God's love, promises, and invitation to a deeper relationship with Him. Let us journey together through this profound truth and reflect on God's inclusive love. The topic for today is the angelic announcement to the shepherds. And our Bible text is from Luke chapter 2 verse 10 to 11.
Luke chapter 2 verse 10 to 11. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Verse 11. Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you, he is the Messiah, the Lord.
Today, let's set out into this devotional with this story. It was a cold December evening when Rebecca walked into the soup kitchen, a place she'd never thought she'd do end up. Once a thriving businesswoman, life had taken a downturn on Rebecca, leaving her with nothing but questions and regrets. That night, amidst the clang of plates and warm smiles of volunteers, she heard something unexpected. A soft-spoken man shared the Christmas story, the birth of Jesus. He emphasized how the angels first announced the Messiah's arrival, not to kings or to the scholars, but to lowly shepherds. God's love reaches everyone, he said, no matter your status or situation. Rebecca left that night with a spark of hope. If God could send his message of salvation to shepherds, who are humble, overlooked people, then maybe his promises were for her too. From our Bible text today in the book of Luke chapter 2 verse 10 to 11, we read of the announcement made by the angels to the shepherds of the newborn king, Jesus. This angelic announcement to the shepherds is one of the most profound moments in the Christmas story. Shepherds were not seen in the society as elite. They were ordinary people doing a hard, thankless job. And yet, God chose them to be the first to hear the good news of Jesus' birth. Why? Because God's message is for everyone, regardless of background, status, or circumstances. In a world that often values power and prestige, the Christmas story reminds us of God's inclusiveness. His love doesn't discriminate. In Luke chapter 2 verse 10, the angels proclaimed good news that will cause great joy for all people, emphasizing that no one is left out of God's plan of salvation. Christmas reflects the depth of God's love and His promise to meet us where we are. Whether you're on a mountaintop of success or navigating a valley of uncertainty, the invitation remains the same. Come, draw near to the Savior. Would you draw near to Him today? Hebrews chapter 10 verse 22 says, "Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings." As you go today, take time to reflect and ask yourself these questions. How does the story of the shepherds encourage me about God's love? Are there people in my life who need to hear this message of hope and of inclusiveness? Take some steps today to reach out to someone in need of the message of hope. In conclusion, as we celebrate Christmas, let's remember that God's love reaches all people, those who feel unseen, unworthy, or forgotten. He invites each of us to a deeper relationship with Him, offering joy, hope, and peace through the gift of His Son. Just like Rebecca found hope that cold evening, may we too embrace the message and share it with others this season. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of this new day and the timeless message of Christmas that reminds us of your love and grace. We are humbled by the story of the shepherds, showing us that your good news is for everyone, no matter where we are in life. Lord, as we go about our day, help us to carry the joy and hope of this season in our hearts. Guide our steps, bless our efforts, and give us opportunities to share your love with those around us. We commit every plan, task, and moment of this day into your hands. May we walk in your peace, trust in your promises, and draw closer to you in all we do. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Amos chapter 4, chapter 5 and chapter 6, and for the evening, Revelation chapter 6. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a beautiful day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.